You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. A young man grappling for meaning in life, surrounded by acrobats and hoops, a sung-through adaptation of the Russian novel War and Peace, and a pop star musical about the former First Lady of the Philippines. These are some of the highlights of New York theater this season. Here to discuss what to see and why are our two theater critic friends, Elizabeth Vincentelli from the New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with Pippin. When the show was last on Broadway 4 decades ago, it was done by legendary choreographer Bob Fosse. How does this year's revival stack up against the 1972 show? Not to say that either of you were critics back in 1972, but what's your sense?
The revival preserves a lot of the Fosse creation. The choreography is by Chet Walker, who's a Fosse alum. It's credited as being in the style of Bob Fosse, and it really pretty much is Fosse. But director Dan Paulus brought in a circus element, and I found the whole thing so well, so fluid, so well integrated, that it's completely, it's just eye-popping.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing with Pippin, because for a long time the show itself was kind of dismissed as a very slight enterprise.
And, a little hippie fantasy.
Yeah, and all of what people were talking about was Bob Fosse's contribution to it, and the legend of it was sort of that the show was nothing and Bob Fosse made it exciting. And in fact, it turns out the show is stronger than it had been given credit for.
Well, there are some other high-energy shows this summer as well, like the musical by David Byrne and Fatboy Slim called Here Lies Love. Let's listen to a clip from the concept album of the same name that the two released back in 2010. Audience members are encouraged to dance throughout that show. And in another show, Murder Ballad, the actors move through tables and chairs in the audience. Are we seeing a trend emerge here?
There's definitely a trend. In recent years, we've seen a lot more of what we call immersive theater experiences, where the audience is in the middle of the action and all the staging is winding around the spectators. It puts you right in the middle of things in a way that the traditional big Broadway house, proscenium arch staging does not. And I think this does have something to do with the cultural negotiation that's going on right now about what you can get specifically out of theater as opposed to other art forms.
There's another show that we may want to mention now. It's Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which is also considered, which is also an immersive experience, since the audience sits at cabaret-style tables and the actors move around constantly. They're in constant motion. So it's all part of that trend, but it also helps, actually, that those musicals are very strong.
Elizabeth, you called Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 last fall's most exciting sensation, and now it's running off Broadway at Casino. Why is the show so great?
It is very passionate. It takes love very seriously. It's about doomed love affair, and it takes that very seriously. It's completely devoid of schmaltz. Which is also very rare.
Well, we should say it is adapted from a small slice of Tolstoy's War and Peace. It's not the war stuff. It's a small slice of Moscow society stuff. And Dave Malloy, who's the composer and who's also in it, has taken a very unpretentious approach to this material. So some of the time it's just talking to you, and some of the time it's using the language from this from the original and setting it to unconventional modern electropop and folk and 70s rock melodies, but always in ways that take you in a surprising new direction. And I think it was my favorite show of last year. I'm delighted that it's back. I want everyone to see it.
Okay, well, if you were to pick one show not to miss, what would it be?
The show that I tell people to see right now is Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. I haven't seen anything like it in my theater-going career.
I would recommend, actually, I'm very intrigued by something I have not seen yet, but I'm really looking forward to it, and it's The Comedy of Errors at the Delacorte, Shakespeare in the Park. I like that show. It's one of the goofiest of Shakespeare comedies, and
why are you looking forward to this one?
Because it involves two sets of twins, and they're played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Hamish Linklater, who are very, very good comedians, and it's an hour and a half.
I'm excited for that too. And what some people don't know about those two actors is that they are also very experienced Shakespearean comedians.
Yes.
Who have been very funny in Shakespearean roles, which isn't always easy these days.
It's a great combination. I really hope they pull it off, because that could be, I think, the hit of the summer.
Elizabeth Vincentelli is theater critic at the New York Post, and Adam Feldman is from Time Out New York. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.